something in my spirit when it says, he's blessing me. He's blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now.
Yeah.
The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. I say that because the Lord is blessing us. It's him that gives us our blessings. It's him that provides for us. It's him that does every great thing. And we should glorify him. We should honor him. We should give him thanks and praise. Oh, God has a word for you today. He knows what he's doing. We just pieces to his whole master plan. And I thank God for standing before you in the midst of his people. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it lightly, but I am thankful and I'm grateful that God had brought me out of so many things. It's the Lord. That's why I say he's blessing me right now to be able to stand before you and give him admiration, to give him glory, to give him honor. I thank God for the minister of music. I thank God for his team. I thank God for the choir. I thank God for all of you, from the least to the greatest. I thank God from the elders all the way down to the children. I thank God for those that are online. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God continue to smile upon you. Not only that, may his grace continue to multiply in your life. I just thank God for the opportunity to stand before you. And as I stand before you, I just want to, first of all, give thanks and praise for our pastor and his first lady. I thank God for them. I thank God for just allowing us to exercise our gift to give God glory as they travel. We just pray that they have safety and that God continue to keep his arms around them and that they will come and return to us safely. May he bless his children and also all of his seed from the third and fourth generation, those that are coming forth. We thank God for them as well. We just thank God for, just like I said, being grateful to him, because there's something about praising. It's something about giving God praise. I haven't even gotten in the message because you done stirred my spirit. I must say it now because it's important to praise God. Do you know that before the army rose up, there was praisers that were standing out before anybody. There was praisers that went forth, and they were Judah. Praise God. For that's why when you say, where are the praises? I'm asking God to continue to stir up Judah, that they will come forth and that their eyes be open, that they will give him a praise and a worship, because he's seeking those to worship him in spirit and in truth. So I thank God. I thank God that I'm able to stand here today and just give him the freedom to just give him praise, glory, and honor. Where you are right now, you should give God thanks and praise. You should give God glory and honor. We don't just have a time limit on God just because he is worthy of all praise. He says, let all the earth praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Give him glory. Give him honor. He is the one that gave you breath, life. He is the one that provided over your head. He is the one that clothed you. Oh my God, he is the one that fed you. Oh my God, he is the one that provided you with the pocket of money to take care of your meals. It is God that's high and lifted up, giving glory in this place. Not only in this place, but you that are at home, wherever you are in your place. Lord God, give him praise. Give him glory and honor today. Honor him in everything that you do. He said that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. He says in all circumstances, give thanks. So I thank him today. We thank him today. God has something great in store for you today. He has something great and in store for you today. Woo, glory be to God. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. Oh, he's so worthy. Just thank him today. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you protect us, that you keep us. Oh, God, seen and unseen. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, God. You are worthy today, God. Oh, my God, I thank you for all the hits that I've taken. Thank you for all the floods that I went through. Thank you for all the fires that you brought me through. Thank you, Lord, for all the hills that you let me climb. Thank you, Lord, for all the valleys that you allowed me to go through, Lord God. Because you brought me out, Lord God, and I thank you today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Yes, Lord. See, I'm not I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid to tell my story. Because you know what? It's not my story. It's his story. Because he is with me. And he takes me places. And he allows me to go everywhere. So I'm thankful that because it's his story. And so, and it's his glory. Just like my sister said, it's his glory. He made it possible for us. So let us go to the throne of grace right now. Let's go to our Father, our Daddy, our Heavenly Father, because he's so worthy. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this moment of time that you have put us together, Lord, in this place and in this space, Lord. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you do. You are awesome, God, and you are worthy to be praised. Let all the heavens rejoice. Let all the earth praise your holy name. Father, we just give you glory and admiration. Father, forgive us of our sins and our trespasses and our iniquities, Lord. Thank you because of the blood has already washed and paid the price for us. Thank you for Jesus and all that he has done. Oh, he has done great things. Thank you, God. As we stand before you, Lord, we just ask that I may decrease, that you may increase. Rise up, King Jesus, and let your anointing flow, Lord God. Let your word go forth, Lord God, accomplishing everything it was sent out to do, that it may bring you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. I got this new device, and I'm not really hip to all the technology, but I'm trying to stay in step with God as he moves and as he leads our pastor. So I thank God for just being obedient to his voice. And so the scripture reading has been read, which came from Ephesians 6, 10, and 20. But our text is coming from Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. The title is going to be strong, put on, and stand. The scripture reading is Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, I have to share this with you guys because a lot of people don't know why we stand. But as you stand, that's showing representation that you respect God's word. And not only that, you don't know that your army is present, which is the angels of God. And so when you stand for God's word, he is standing with you. So when you dishonor his word, then guess what? He's waiting on you to respond to God's word, because this is what's going to help us, his word. So that's the reason why we stand, to give God honor and praise. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I think that's all the scriptures that I'm going to read right now. But I'm going to go straight on into the message. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Paul says, finally, decisively, conclusively, at last, my brethren, two things in this one verse. Be strong in the Lord, for one, and secondly, in the power of his might. One, in the Lord, you are established and grounded. You are receiving or connected to a power source, which is his might. Amen. We are not just in him, but we have authority to do a task and mission. We have purpose. Paul begins by giving instructions to each person in this chapter, how we should live and act towards each other, starting with children, along with parents, along with servants, to masters, to finally addressing the brethren. Be strong, put on, and stand. Secondly, in verse 11, Paul goes on to say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on, say, put on.
Put on.
The armor, the whole armor of God.
And stand
against the wiles of the devil. Paul is saying, put on the whole armor of God, not half armor, not a portion of armor, but put the whole thing on. Armor is protection. It keeps you safe. It has authority. A power defense force, a defensive force that keeps us. When we stand, the glory of the Lord is upon us.
Amen.
We have representation of God's kingdom in us, on us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All working in us, through us, and for us. So that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles, his tricks, his enticements, his deceptive acts, his cunning ways, his strategies employed to manipulate us or capture our attention to do wrong against God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. You may be able to stand. God is giving Paul this message to address to the brethren to build their confidence up, to let them know that they can stand and face their enemy with courage, strength, and might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Paul is pointing out what can keep you from being all that God is calling you to be. The opposed is trying to keep you from being strong, keeping you from being using your authority or being powerful, keeping you from standing and crushing his head. God is calling us to be all that we can be for him and in him. Be strong in the Lord. If you don't do these steps, then you may be powerless and ineffective to stand.
Amen.
This is why Paul is saying to us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There are three important things that I will be pointing out here in this message. One, be strong. Two, put on. And three, stand. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Haven't you noticed that this is being said repetitiously? I want us to get this down in our spirit to be strong in the Lord. Question, do we be strong in the gym so that our bodies can stand? Or do we be strong at home, at work, so at the workplace so that I can show my intelligence? Or do we be strong in the at home to show that I am the man of the house? No. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The power and authority is in God, his word, his might, his spirit. We can exercise and do practicals every day early by waking up and communicating to God in our personal time. God hears our prayers. God sees our acts. Nothing is hidden from God, from his face. He is saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Jesus is our example. He is our Lord and Savior. You may be asking the question, how can I be strong in the Lord? I don't have this or that. I'm not capable of doing this or that. Well, hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Now you have the ability to do all things. Now you will have faith because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Today is your day to grow and be strong in the Lord. God's word has power. The word of God is like a seed having a potential to germinate, take root, grow, and bear fruit. You don't believe me? Well, let's go to the word. In John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. My God. See, God speaking. I'm just thank you, Lord. All right. God has been speaking to us by using our pastor in these last 5 weeks in this fearless series. Thank the Lord for such a great leader that is anointed and hears the voice of God. I am grateful to be under a man of God like him. Not only him, but Elder Willie L. Strayhorn as well. I thank God for just being under their tutelage. Thank you, Lord. Truly, you're standing on holy ground. God is saying, be strong and courageous, for I am with you. God is saying, not only am I with you, but be strong in me. I am not only with you, but I am in you. Greater is he that is 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 in you than he that is in the world. Now be in me. Put on me. Put on my armor. Put on my might. Put on my authority. Put on my power. Jesus demonstrated this power. Jesus had to put on a human body, go through the wilderness, preach the gospel throughout the land, teach his message to his disciples, the way to live, endure the cross of Calvary, conquer the grave, conquer hell by going through the valley of death, resurrect out of the grave with victory and power in his hands, appear to Mary Magdalene to spread his message that he has risen, appeared to the 11 disciples to calm their fears, and appeared to many before leaving earth, and now us fearlessly waiting for his return so that the whole world can see him in his glory. Praise the Lord in the highest. This is a power, a force that cannot be penetrated. It is an incorruptible seed. It is an immortal creature. It has all power in heaven and in on earth. Jesus said, grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? All power in heaven and on earth is in my hand. That's why Paul was so confident to say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Paul knew this firsthand because his previous armor or authority had been breached on the road to Damascus. His army of this world authority had been stripped when he heard the voice of Jesus speaking to him. Paul exercised the power of the Lord's power. I mean, Paul experienced the Lord's power and might. He felt the glory of the Lord. The voice of God knocked him off his high horse and blinded him for 3 days and gave him instructions to go and do a simple task. Paul went from giving orders to taking orders immediately. Immediately, his life changed. But God had a plan for him and has a plan for us. To be strong, put on, and stand. Romans 13 and 12 says, the night is far. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Praise the Lord. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are so worthy. You're so worthy. You do know that we're in a war. You do know that there's a war going on, right? Okay. There was a war going, war, and still is going on between God and Satan or the devil. God decided, divided the day from the night. Light and darkness, supernatural from natural, spirit from flesh, good and bad, right and wrong, sides warring against each other, God's side, the devil's side. God used Paul to help the brethren to put on the armor of light. Paul was converted from darkness to light. Paul knew darkness well. So when the Lord spoke to Paul, he said things that identified who he was as God. Right. The voice of God helps us when we are going through dark times, problems, crisis, even this pandemic, death and life. Nothing can separate you or me from the love of God. Nothing. Romans 8 and 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God's Spirit gives us peace and joy. His unfailing love assures us that he is there. No matter how bad it gets, Jesus is with us. Just keep the faith and believe the promises of God. Jesus spoke this to his disciples, saying he will never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is still speaking these same words to encourage of encouragement today. He is encouraging the believers, the saints, that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus knows how it feels to be alone. Jesus felt alone on the cross, but not betrayed by his Father. He shouted with a loud voice, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" But nevertheless, Jesus continued the mission. He completed the mission by speaking love and forgiveness to all humanity. By saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus still communicated with his Father in spite of how dark it got.
Right.
Jesus addressed his Father by saying, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit."
Right.
Jesus knew something that Paul later discovered, that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God.
Right.
I must press towards the mark of my high calling, move forward to higher heights. Bigger things, higher levels. God is calling us today to things that are great in him. Things that seem impossible with man. But God is saying, stand. We can accomplish. We can achieve. We can produce. We can multiply. We can add. We can bear fruit. Paul says again in Philippians 3:13 and 14. Brethren, I count it not myself to apprehend. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of my high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Everything is in Christ. 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 Everything is in Christ Jesus. We don't have no existence without Christ. Without Christ, we can't do nothing. Nothing. This leads me to my next point. Stand. We have to make a decision in our life on what we believe, what we are going to live for, and how to go about doing those things that hold a high value to our life. That requires a decision or stand. Paul decided to stand. Stand for the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Something that changed his life forever. Before the encounter to the road to Damascus, Paul had done some dark, evil things. But God changed his course of life by speaking a word. Why are you doing this to me? God is saying the same thing to us believers. His children, why are you doing this to me? I clothe you. I put shelter over you. I make the crops grow to feed you. I provide for your bills to be paid. I give you ways to educate yourself, to advance in life. I give you things you don't deserve. I give you my grace and mercy. I give you my son and you reject me. Woo, God. You show no gratitude, no thanksgiving in your heart. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Confess to me your sins, and I will forgive you of your sins. I will confess to me your sins, and I will be faithful and just. Faithful and just. Faithful and just. He's faithful and just. He's faithful and just. He's faithful and just. There's no one like Jesus. He's true to his word. He's faithful and just. Oh my God, he's faithful and just. Thank you, Lord. To forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Take a stand today. Forget your past. Forget the old stuff that keeps you trapped with unforgiveness, hurt, anger, bitterness, jealousy, shame, guilt, molestation, lust, lies, stealing, and killing. God is speaking still, saying, come out of your old stuff. Come out of your old stuff. Come out of your old stuff. Come out of your old self and stand with the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You can't forgive without my forgiveness. You can't forgive without my forgiveness. God forgives you. God loves you with his unfailing love. He paid the price for your soul to rest within him for eternity. He came and put on you for an exchange for his royal robe of protection. The word of God. Put on the armor that forgives, that loves, that cares, that's patient, that's compassionate, that's kind, that leads to life and life everlasting. Oh, glory be to God. Stand by being led by the Holy Spirit. Stand and walk in the liberty of Christ Jesus. Oh, Galatians 5 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberties wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There are things on the other side that traps us from God. Things that attach to you and take the life and the value that you have as a believer. Your faith is the most important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. One, principalities. Two, powers. Three, rulers of darkness. Four, spiritual wickedness are those traps and devices. Ephesians 6:12 says, we are wrestling not against flesh and blood. I ain't wrestling with my brothers. I ain't wrestling with you. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I really thank God. I really thank the Lord for his protection, seen and unseen. Praise God for the blood of Jesus and his prayers for us to overcome this world. Jesus stood against these forces and gives us his armor to battle off the wiles of the devil. Jesus is our example. Jesus conquered them all. He made them. Colossians 2:15 and having says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus came to their level and conquered them. Jesus created them for you. So we through him can now conquer anything. That's why you're more than a conqueror. I don't want you to get off point, but in Colossians 1:16 backs this by saying, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. I want us to get more in depth to that. Can we pull that scripture? Oh, yes, it's up. It says, and he is, I want us all to read. Can someone volunteer and read that?
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Amen. Keep going. Keep going.
And he is the head of the body.
That's right.
The church.
Yes.
Who is the beginning.
Yes.
The firstborn from the dead.
Yes.
That in all things he might have
preeminence. Yes.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
Amen.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross,
mm-hmm.
by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth,
yes.
or things in heaven.
Yes.
And you,
you.
That were sometime
come on, come on.
And enemies in your mind,
yes.
by wicked works,
wicked works.
Now has he reconciled.
He reconciled. Mm-hmm.
Of his flesh,
yes.
To death,
yes.
To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
See, you don't realize how precious you are in God. God, he did it all for you. He did it all for you. And that's a blessing. That's why it's important that we worship him. That's why it's important that we give him honor. That's why it's important that we take this not lightly. Because Jesus has done great things for us, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus Christ and his body that pleased the Father. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, for his death and resurrection. Thank God for all he has done. He has done great things. Let all the earth praise his name. Let all the heavens sing praises to him. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth was laid. Praise be to God in the highest. Oh my God. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Do you know angels? His glory is so phenomenal that angels. Have to cover their face because of his countenance, the glory of God, his radiance. Oh, God, not only just their face, but their body and their feet. See, because they got wings, like six wings, one to cover their face, one to cover the middle, and one to cover the lower parts of them. So when you stand on holy ground, reverence the King of Glory. You're standing on holy ground. Worship and adore him. He has done great things for us. Oh, he has done great things. When you began to worship, that's why it's important for us to give thanks and praise. Because it's something about the breaking of the heart. Circumcise your heart. Whatever stony, just give God praise. Because it's him that gives us breath. It's him that gives us life. It's him that gives us everlasting life. And the beautiful thing about it is, this is what I love about God. There's nothing you can do about it. Because you know why? The reason why, and I'm going off strip because I know that the Lord showed this to me this morning. And now I understand why. It's because you didn't just choose him. He chose you. And see, the enemy is trying to keep the very thing that God has placed on the inside of you from coming up and coming out. And his spirit is in you. But see, you have to be willing to humble yourself in the sight of God. Oh my God. All right. And when you do that, let me tell you, the enemy is definitely scared of you then. Because it's something about your praise. It is something about your faith. It is something about that he cannot. He does not like, because it admires God. And guess what? It reminds of, oh, God, it reminds him of where he once was. Right. See, you haven't been there, but Jesus is going to take you there. Woo-hoo. So when you worship in God, that reminds him that he was once there in the same position as you are, where you are going, where you are seated, because you're in Christ. Because guess what? You are there, too. Oh, let me go. Let me go. These are the infirmaments that God put in earth. He established the heavens. God put all things in order for a reason and purpose. He gives us access to them all to overcome all of them. The Spirit of God will lead and guide you to truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. For no man cometh to the Father but by me. Whatever or wherever you are, or wherever you're standing, God knows because he is with you. He left his GPS tracking device with you. His Spirit is sending signals back to the kingdom, back to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're lost, the Spirit mourns for you. It groans for you. When you don't have words to say, you cry out with a loud or a silent cry. God hears you. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our iniquities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groans with which we cannot utter. And he that searcheth the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We can go on and read the rest because the word is ministering. Verse 28 through 30 speaks about how God works all things together for the good of those that are called according to his purpose. God predestinate to be conformed to the image of Christ, his son, that Jesus may be the firstborn of many brethren. God is calling many of us. God is justifying us. God is glorifying us. Now, take a stand and be counted with the full armor of God. Be strong and put on the whole armor of God. Stand up with the lion's gird about with truth. Have integrity. Hold your values and morals. Don't waste a drop of your virtue wrestling with invisible things that rob you of your glory in Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jesus. Stand with the breastplate of righteousness, always being right to do good no matter what, even when authority figures are wrong. Respect their authority. God put them in place for a reason. You don't have to fight. Just stand. You don't have to say a word. Your daddy knows what's going on. Trust and believe that God is working it out for your good. Titus 3:1 says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey majesties, to be ready to every good work. Jesus did it. That's all I'm going to say. Jesus did it. Stand with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace be still. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. Peace I leave you. The peace, the world did not give it. The world can't take it away. Peace that surpasses all understanding. It overrides all logistics. Peace that when you think on him, it keeps you in perfect peace. So keep your mind covered with the helmet of salvation, always remembering the promises of God. Keep your thoughts pure, thinking on these things, as Philippians 4:8 says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't take your helmet off. Keep good thoughts. Focus on positive things. All of these are positive. 1, true. 2, honest. 3 just, 4 pure, 5 lovely, 6 good report. This produces virtue and praise. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. God is all in all. He is just. He is true. He is honest. He is pure. He is lovely. He is of good report. He is the good news. For he is good. And he is worthy to be praised. Stand above all, taking the shield of faith. This helps us quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You don't think your haters are throwing darts? Your haters are jealous. They are envious. They have malice darts aimed at your heart, darts of wickedness. Thanks be to God that gives us faith in his word. This quenches our haters, folks that are jealous of your success in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Grow your faith so that you can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Your faith has been placed places you once was bound. But God and his grace and mercy freed you from the grip of the enemy. Stand and hold up the shield of faith to protect your brother, your sister, that is weak and being that is weak and is being attacked by the devil. Cover down and shield them until they are strong to stand in the Lord. Stand with the sword of the Spirit. This is the word of God. This reminds me of medics on the battlefield. They come in and do their job with equipment that's basic. God's word is basic. Basic instructions before leaving earth. God has been has given us his word, which is the sword, a weapon of healing and protection to guard off the enemy and his diseases. Your brother and your sisters needs healing. The word is like medicine to your soul. Proverbs 4:22 says, "For they are life to those who find them, and healing to their whole body." Or some version says, "Or health for all of their flesh." It's your protection. Light protects us from darkness. Darkness comprehends it not. When the light is present, darkness immediately have to go. That's why you can't serve two masters. Light and darkness can't stay in the same arena. Light and darkness was divided and separated apart. God has placed his word down on the inside of us. What we see is not what we see. Jesus is in us and we are in him. Our armor is present. Our army is present. Our God is present. Your daddy has his eyes on you. Begin to pray. Pray always. Put your request in. Make known your heart desires. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Jesus is waiting on us to do our part. Stand up and fight the good fight of faith. All you have to do is stand. Stand when things get bad. Stand when times are rough. Stand when things get short. Stand when you're weak. Stand and say that I am strong. Stand for the truth. Stand up for righteousness' sake. Stand up for the gospel of peace. Stand up for your faith. Stand up for your salvation in the Lord. Stand up for the word of God. Stand up and speak life to your situation. Stand up for your circumstance. Stand up for your marriage. Stand up for those things that are pure. Stand up for peace. Stand up for honesty. Stand up and put on the whole armor of God and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise the Lord. Right now, normally we finish with the word. But when we was in the military, and I say this because this is something that we need to do, and because this is going to help, because God has taken us to different levels, and he's taken us places. And this is a practical right now. The word has been sent forth, so now we're going to stand, and we're going to exercise our faith by praying always, praying for our brothers, praying for our sisters. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord put on your heart, let's pray for them, wherever they are. I remember I actually was supposed to, that break when I was speaking, that was a breakthrough for someone else because the Spirit pressed upon me and told me to pray for the young lady. He told me to tell her to come off that pole. And this is serious. I don't play with God because he pressed on me 3 days for this. He said, come up off that pole, and not only come up off that pole, but he's going to supply all of your needs. Amen. Married man, go home because your wife is crying out to God. And not only that, is she crying out to God. He said, quit spending that money the wrong place. Come to him and he going to take care of you. Be the man and stand in as a man in him. Young man, come up off of that block. Come up off of that block. Take that pack and that whatever you packing, take it and get rid of it. Not only get rid of it, but put the word of God in your hand. Hang out with wisdom and she will bring you wealth. That's what the Lord said. Young woman, young man, straighten up your act. And he says, straighten it up because he's going to use you. He's going to use you to do mighty things in him because you belong to him and you don't belong to the world. That's why you're confused because you don't know who you are in Christ. But God is saying, straighten up and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So wherever you stand, wherever you stand, start worshiping God or however the Spirit may lead you. Pray for your brother and your sister. This is wartime. Pray for your neighbor. Not just yourself, but pray for your family members. Pray for the ones that you are at your job. Pray for your enemies. Because God says pray for your enemies as well. He says pray for your enemies. Not only do you pray for your enemies, but you pray for your leaders. You pray for your leaders so that they can be under subject to God. As we heard the word today, this word is life and it is spirit, but it needs you. The prayers of the righteous prevaileth much. And so when you begin to pray, let's bombard heaven that God hears our prayers. And not only that, not only does he hear our prayers, but that God is working on our behalf. So when you go into interceding for your neighbor, your loved ones, or your enemies, or whatever, God hears you and he answers your prayers. Because he says, if you ask according to my will, I will give it unto you. But you have to exercise your faith. You got to exercise what he is trying to tell us to do. He's waiting on us, church. He's waiting on us. God is ready to release, oh my God, the storehouses of healing. Healing not only in the body, but also the spirit. So what we have to do is be obedient to God. See, this is the year of being fearless. Not for what you see, but what God is doing and causing you to move in step when he says move. Because you don't want to be left behind. Because God is moving rapidly. Don't think that he's not. So we have to be obedient to the Spirit. And so he will give it to you by and by. So if I have to lead this in saying, Lord, I thank you. For I thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing right now in this ministry, not only in this ministry, but our brothers and sisters, Lord. Father, I pray as you have given it unto me, Lord, I just give it back to you, Lord. You told me to pray in those areas in which I once settled in. You told me to dry up the poop houses. You told me to dry up the red light district over in Jamaica. Oh, God, over in Dominican Republic, over in Europe. Oh, God, hey! Release, Lord God. Oh, human trafficking, Lord God. Shake the foundation, oh, God, in which they stand, Lord God. Oh, God, so your people can be set free, Lord God. Those that are molested, oh, God. Have mercy, Lord God. Free them, Lord God, from the from the unforgiveness, Lord God. Oh, free them not only that, but free the one that has actually molested. Oh, God. Father, I thank you for being courageous and bold in you, Lord, to speak your word. Oh, God, as you give utterance. Oh, thank you, Lord. That not only that, that the ones that's been hurt, oh God, for a long time by loved ones or family members or whatever it may be, God, release healing in their heart, Lord God. Release, Lord God, that which you can do. Because we can't do nothing of ourselves, but with you all things are possible. So, God, we ask that you would free them, Lord. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every chain. Oh, break every chain, Lord, of demonic spirits, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord, that keeps us from experiencing your great power and love, Lord God. Break every chain that keeps us from being family, Lord God. Break every chain that keeps the family being together, Lord God, as such as marriages. Brother and sister, Lord God. Cousins and uncles, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God, that keeps us, Lord God, from experiencing your great love. You sent out a command, Lord God, and you said to love you with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. But you also said to love your neighbor just as we love ourselves. So, Lord, let us learn how to fall in love. Let us reboot us, Lord God. Give us a fresh anointing and a fresh, Lord God, breath of fresh air, Lord, in our families, Lord. Let us begin to restore the home, Lord God. Let us reflect your glory, which is in heaven, down here on earth, Lord God. Let your people continue to be set free, Lord God, to speak out, Lord God. Not only speak out, but also live in liberty, Lord God, where we can worship and adore you and praise you in spirit and in truth. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, for you are awesome, God. And I know that you does great things, and you will do everything that you have sent out for it to be done. Thank you for the word, Lord God. Thank you for the word that was preached today. Let it go out and accomplish everything. Let every heart, Lord God, that was touched today, let them be fed and let you be pleased, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our pastor and bless our leaders, Lord God. Bless Minister Cal, bless Minister Lee, Lord God. Continue to dial them with wisdom and understanding, Lord. Continue to keep their hands on every side, Lord God. Free their body from all sickness and disease, Lord God. Continue to anoint their heads with oil, Lord God. Continue to let your word and wisdom come forth, oh God, that it may feed your flock. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not only just them, Lord God, but every minister that's preaching and also that's standing for you, Lord God. Cover them down and cover them down, Lord, with your ministering angels and your war angels. Keep your love around them, Lord God. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. I want to make sure, because I don't want to be remiss, amen, off that awesome word where he said to be strong, to put on and stand. Is there anybody that wants to give their life to Christ this morning? I want to make sure that we extend that invitation. You can keep playing, Angie. You can keep playing that. Amen. Just want to make sure we open up the doors of the church. Amen. Amen. Can you go ahead and put on our benediction scripture up there if you could, please? Let's all stand. Amen, amen. Let's lift up our hands to him. Scripture says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Everybody say amen. Everybody be safe. If you're having a big game party, be safe. Have fun, but be safe. We'll see you all next week. Everybody online, we'll see you.